Hi, Katie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Should we just go?
Yes.
How is everything going?
It's going good. It's going good. I just finished my last week of school. Yes.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Wow. So does that mean finals are over? You've graduated or not yet?
I have two finals this week and then I graduate next week.
Wow. So tell everybody who doesn't know you, where do you go to school?
I go to the University of Texas at Austin.
I've heard of that.
Yes.
And where are you originally from, Texas? Where are you from?
I was born in Florida, but I moved to Texas when I was really little.
Okay, so essentially you're just a Texas native.
Yeah, I would call myself a Texan.
Fair enough. Are you allowed to go to Texas at Austin if you're not from Texas?
Yeah, we have a lot of out-of-state students, but a lot of in-state. Yeah.
And so you're graduating. What did you study at school?
I received a biology degree and a business certificate.
Okay, what is I know what biology degree is, but what's a business certificate?
It's just like a minor, but you've taken more classes. So certificate's like a little bit higher than if you got a minor in something. So I just got a business certificate because I think it's like 24 hours that you have to take.
That's a really interesting combination, right?
Yeah, it is.
So what is the deal there? I mean, the biology, I completely understand. The business in and of itself, I understand. But what's the merging of those two things together? Like, what's the interest there for you?
So I've always wanted to go to medical school, but I knew that I wanted to take years off. And so I knew if I like got something with another type of degree that it would help me in the workforce to get a job since they're so different.
Yeah.
And especially, different. Yeah. And so the jobs that I'm applying for right now are for like pharmaceutical and medical sales.
Got it.
So they kind of correlate. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Fair enough. So you're going to definitely go to medical school? You're still considering doing that?
Yes, but I'm taking some years, like at least a year off from school.
Yeah, it's a great idea. The more time you take off, the better off you'll be when you actually do become a doctor or decide to go back to school, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Are there doctors in your family?
There are a lot of nurses. I have some doctors, but a lot of nurses. My sister and my brother are a nurse.
Let me tell you a funny story. My brother's a doctor. And mm-hmm. His wife comes from a family of doctors. And that means their kids have grown up in a house where they're like always doctors and stuff around, right?
Mm-hmm.
And when they were really little, they had a refrigerator in the garage. And like the left side, it was just a two-door refrigerator. And the left side of the refrigerator had beer in it. And the right side had Coca-Cola. I'm not kidding. That kind of thing, right? That kind of separation. Uh-huh. And when I went to visit my brother in Connecticut, I said to one of his kids, I'm like, so what's the separation here, right? And the little kid was like 6 or 7 years old. He said, well, the right side is for kids and the left side is for doctors.
Oh, my gosh.
Because for some reason, adults equal doctors.
Yeah, I guess that family. That's all he ever knew.
Anyway, I just thought that was kind of funny in the context. That's why I asked you if there were doctors in your family, right? Because my nieces and nephews just grew up with all doctors, right? So, interesting.
Yeah, no. Not my parents, but definitely in my family. We have a lot of medical professions.
Yeah, fair enough. So tell me, you travel a lot?
I have traveled quite a bit so far for someone my age. Yeah.
But what is it? What's the interest in traveling around the world? Is it outside the country, inside the country? Is it both? What's the interest there?
Well, I really particularly like to go outside of the country just because whenever I was growing up, my mom was always like, you have to study abroad. You have to study abroad whenever you get to college. Because I always thought, like, I always tell students now, because I work at the international office, so I do a lot of presentations for studying abroad. And I'm always like, I was stuck in a American bubble. That's what I like to say. And I wanted to break that bubble and like experience different cultures and become like accustomed to new things that I wasn't around in America. Right.
Yeah,
so.
Fair enough. You definitely wouldn't be exposed to a whole bunch of that. Although, you know, Texas is an interesting state, right? Because it's a border state. It borders Mexico. And to that extent, you're not that far away from another country. But in another respect, it's just like the furthest thing away from Europe and Asia, right?
Yeah, it's pretty far.
Yeah. Can you tell me, what was it about your mom that made her so supportive or just so suggestive to you about studying abroad when you were in school?
She went abroad for like 2 months after while she was in college. And she went with a friend, but then she ended up just being by herself, and she knew that I had like a similar interest than my other siblings, because my other siblings haven't really been abroad.
Right.
And she was like, you need to go. You need to go experience these things. And she was scared that I wasn't going to come back. She was like a little nervous. She was like, I feel like you're just going to stay. But I ended up coming back for a little bit, and then I went back again.
So where have you been?
I did a study abroad for 6 months in Barcelona, Spain. So I traveled a lot throughout Europe, and then I went
I remember it well, actually. So are you a Spanish speaker as well?
I know a little bit of Spanish.
Okay.
Not enough. Like, conversationally speaking, yes, but not, like, fluent. I wouldn't call myself fluent.
Right. Can you talk to me about that experience of just, like, being in Barcelona and then traveling around Europe? How old were you when you did that?
20.
That's awesome.
I was 20 years old, and we roughed it for sure, because I paid my way throughout like school and everything, but I still wanted to go study abroad. So I saved up some money, and I knew that I wanted to travel. And me and my roommate would pack like 12 peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and then get on a bus and go somewhere so that we wouldn't have to spend money on food. So we traveled like to like 30 different countries with peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. So we were... definitely like in the cheapest hostels, doing the cheapest things. We walked everywhere. It was an experience.
I have the biggest smile on my face right now just thinking about the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. But it's such an amazing thing when you're 20, right? And at least you have the support of your family. It's one of the questions I like to ask students, right, is when you told your parents that you were going to go. Right, I've spoken to a bunch of students, as you know, and some of them were like, yeah, my mom and dad were really against it. They were really afraid that, you know, this was going to happen or that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just so nice to be able to not even just tell your mom you're going to go, but your parents are suggesting it, and then you just get on that plane. It just gives you so much more confidence, right? When you land in Barcelona, you're like, yeah, I got this. Nothing bad's going to happen to me, right?
Yeah, exactly. My mom was very on board. My dad wasn't super on board.
Naturally.
But yeah. So I was just like him. I just told him I was going. It wasn't a question.
It wasn't like, a question.
This is what I'm doing.
So, like a status update.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it. So, but that was before you came to Bangkok, right?
Yes, I did this my spring of 2016. So I had like almost a year before I went back to travel abroad.
And what was that? That was between sophomore and junior, and then between junior and senior, you came here.
Yes.
Now, can you tell us, you're in a little bit of an interesting situation, right? Because had you always worked in the international office or no?
I started working in the international office after I got back from my study abroad in Spain.
Right. So fair enough. So how did you find out about this program? And like, were you specifically wanted to come to Asia, or you was just like, I'm getting out of here, I'll go wherever the most interesting place is?
That's kind of how it went. So since I work in the international office, I applied really late because I thought I was going to have to take summer courses here in Austin, but they told me like last minute that I didn't need to.
Ooh.
So I went to go talk to the program coordinator, and I was like, I didn't even tell her it was me. I was just like, I have a biology student. She needs aid. Is it possible? And she was like, yeah, it's kind of late, but it might be possible. She was like, who is it? And I was like, it's me. And so she was like, okay, open an application. And she told me about Thailand and the cost was like better for me because I could apply for more scholarships.
Good for you.
And I've all wanted to go to Asia because I was like, I've done Europe for a little bit. I want to experience something else. So Asia was next.
What was your perception of Asia before you arrived? In other words, what did you think you were getting yourself into?
I thought it was going to be something similar to my Europe experience.
In what way?
Well, I knew that there was going to be a language barrier of some sort. And I prepared myself a lot for Spain, and I was like, okay, I really need to know the basic Spanish. But I got there, and like everyone spoke English, and it was fine. So I kind of thought that was going to happen in Thailand, and I was wrong. I was very wrong when I got off the plane, and I was like, ooh, I should have learned a little bit of Thai before I came here. Yeah. Well, especially my internship too, which I guess we'll talk about later. But
yeah,
I thought that would be a little bit similar, and it wasn't. Is quite different, but I mean, I love being put in situations where I'm like, oh no, you need to do this right now, like fast and be efficient about it. So
you'd been to Europe, you'd traveled all over Europe, right, with mm-hmm. the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Not so much peanut butter and jelly, I guess, for the plane ride over to Thailand. But were you nervous at all coming to just a completely different place? Were you, like, just excited?
I was really, really excited. And it was, like, the first time that I was doing this, like, by myself. So when I went to Europe, I was traveling with a friend. Like, I was going with her, and we flew over to Europe together. And then for this one, I was like, I got this. I'm going to fly by myself. I'm going to do this by myself because I didn't know anyone else doing the internship yet. I mean, I was super excited to go and do this alone.
Right. Well, that was the other question mm-hmm. I was going to ask you is before you left, you didn't know any of the other students that came. What were, I can't remember how many of you there were.
There were 8 of us.
8, right?
Okay. Yeah, there were 8. Mm-hmm. And I met them one time very briefly, and then we all met up again like the first day that everyone was there.
And were you a late arrival, meaning were you arriving late at night, or did you arrive during the day? You did.
No, I arrived at like 8 p.m.
Okay, it's not so bad, because there were some of the students that arrived at like 1 o'clock in the morning. And
yeah, no, it did not do that.
And so what was it like for you getting to the airport? What was that whole experience like of being in a place where, I mean, it's not overwhelming necessarily, but you realize like, the immigration people don't speak English. Like, you can't explain mm-hmm. anything. You can't ask anything.
Exactly.
What was that yeah. like?
Since I feel like I had, like, that initial shock over since I did go travel in Europe. So I was just, like, eager to get to my hotel because I was so exhausted. Maybe. I was, like, ready to go, like, to sleep. But the weird thing about it was I looked up how to get to my hotel and, like, taxis and everything in Bangkok before I went. And I got out to the taxi place, and I didn't know that you had to, like, pull a sticker and then go to a taxi. Like, I was just trying to go to the taxi, and he was yelling at me, and I was like, I don't know what to do. And no one spoke English. So I'm, like, trying to observe people, like, what they're doing. And so I'm like, okay, pulled a ticket. But then I didn't realize when you got in the taxi that you had to pay the tolls, too, if you go on the toll roads.
Right.
So it was definitely an experience, because I was like, I have no idea what I'm doing. This is a little nerve-wracking, but, I mean, I got to my hotel, and everything was fine. So.
Yeah, that taxi experience is really interesting, right? Because mm-hmm. there's kind of no explanation there. And I forget what system was in place when you were there, because it's changed recently. It's a weird term for me, right? Because I've been here for 6, almost 7 years now. But yeah, you have to take a ticket. You've got to figure it out. And none of the people that are down there speak any English, which is okay,
yeah,
right?
None at all. Yeah. Oh, totally fine.
Right.
I was just like, I'm just going to observe and point places and see if I can get in a taxi, which I did.
Which you did do, right? And you were just completely exhausted. I remember that feeling. You just have no idea what's going on. I remember when I first landed in Japan, you just get into your hotel and you're just exhausted, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was exhausted. Because like when I actually flew from California to Bangkok, because I did a road trip with my best friend for 5 days. And then I was just so exhausted. I was like, I need to go to sleep for at least 12 hours.
Wait, tell me, so you didn't leave from Texas? You got into a car and drove to California before you came on your internship?
Yes.
I love it.
Me and my best friend, yeah, did a road trip together.
Wow. So where did you leave from, LA or San Francisco?
LA.
Okay, so what was the route then? Because is there a direct flight or no? Did you stop in somewhere else before you got here?
I stopped in Hong Kong.
Okay. And
then went to Bangkok.
Okay, so you had a layover, but you didn't stay there.
No, I did not stay there. Yeah, I was only in the airport for like 2 hours.
That's too bad.
I know.
Yeah, I'll ask you about that in a minute. But so you arrive, you get all set up, right? And then did you choose your internship before you got here, or did you kind of get told as you arrived what it was going to be?
We knew before we got there what internships we would have, because we did interviews like via Skype.
Oh, okay.
For our internships, yeah. So I knew which one I was going to be doing.
So where did you work when you were here?
I worked at 2 places. So I worked at the Mirror Foundation, the nonprofit.
Okay.
And then I worked at the Miti Veg Hospital.
What's the Mirror Foundation? And tell me this too. Did everybody have the opportunity to do 2 internships, or was that just you?
No, it was just me and the girl that I was with. Her name was Jessica.
I remember Jessica. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the Mirror Foundation is like, it's an NGO, and they work with like different sectors. So there's like the homeless population. They work with finding kids. I specifically worked with like the Happy Hospital part of it.
Got it.
So we went to hospitals and like did crafts with children. So there are different like little sectors that we could have been engaged in, but since I was like biology, wanted to do hospital, I was in happy hospital.
Right. So you basically worked at two kind of biology related or health related internships when you were here.
Yeah, I would call them like health related. Yeah.
So what was Santivet like? Were you on 49? Sorry, 49.
No.
Oh, where was the hospital?
Serena Corinne.
And what was that like? Mm-hmm. Like, what was your role when you were there? What was the day to day like?
At Santivet.
Yeah.
I worked with international patients. So the funny thing about this one was the first 10 minutes that I got to this internship at the hospital, they asked me, like, did I know any other languages? And I was like, I kind of know Spanish. I went to Spain for 6 months. And the lady that I was working under, she got a call and she's like, we have someone from Spain. We don't have a translator. So they made me go translate for this man.
You're on.
And yeah, they were like, you're on. And I was like, he wasn't from Spain. He was actually from Argentina. So I was like talking to him. So I translated his whole like symptoms and what the doctor was saying, like all of that. So it was like, this is your time to shine. Here we go. 10 minutes in.
But I loved it. That's so awesome, yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it was awesome. No, I was just like, the whole time I was like, I hope I'm translating this correctly. I hope I am translating this correctly.
Right. What's the word for appendix again?
it was fun. But yeah, I worked with international patients the whole time I was there.
And how long was your internship when you were here?
6 weeks.
Okay. And did you, like, what was the whole experience like? Did you feel like something changed when you were here? Is there anything that happened to you or that you learned about yourself or about work when you were here that you still think about?
Yeah, so for the Mirror Foundation, a lot of the interns and the staff there were very limited in their English. So at first, it was very hard to like get tasks from them because we had like such a big language barrier. And with me, I was like, okay, I have really one option here. I need to learn basic Thai. And I did. I learned like basic Thai to get through like the internship.
Good for you.
They knew English, but they wouldn't really speak it to me because they didn't want to like mess up the words. So then I was like, okay, let me try Thai. And they were very, very helpful in teaching me Thai. But I think getting over that language barrier and like surpassing that really helped me with problem solving skills and working in different environments with different types of people. So I think like surpassing that language barrier was huge on learning in the workforce and just in life skills.
But so what do you think about that now? In other words, do you think about leaving the country to go work? And if you do, would you go to a place where you didn't speak the language? In other words, is that fun for you to learn that language? I love doing personally.
I love doing that. Yeah. No, I love doing that. I love immersing myself in something that I'm like, this is it. You need to do it. Like versus like, okay, you might have to do it. Like in Europe, I was like, everyone speaks English. Like I can get by, but being put into a situation where you can't get by unless you know the basic language, like that's so fun for me because you have to learn and you're like raw. Yourself is like, you're raw and you have to learn it.
Yeah.
So
I get really bored actually when I'm too comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'm the exact way. No, I'm the exact same way. Like I'm moving out of Texas, like to start completely over. And all my friends are like, how do you keep doing this? How do you keep? I'm like, I just love being in a new place and experiencing different things and talking with different people all the time.
So did you get a job already?
No. I have not gotten a job yet, but I'm definitely moving to Chicago after I graduate.
Why Chicago?
Me and my best friend, the one that I went to California with,
right.
We have decided to move there because it has both a lot of job opportunities for both of our majors.
That's so cool. So you don't have anything set yet, but the two of you have just decided we're going to Chicago. That's it. And we'll just figure out how to survive there.
Exactly.
But isn't that the mentality that you really want to teach other students? Right? So you do work in the international office, right? Which has to be an amazing place to work, particularly at a place of the size of the University of Texas at Austin, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's your day-to-day like there? And in a way, almost as important, what do you think about when you talk to kids that come in and say, should I go on the program? Should I study abroad? Like, what do you tell them? What's your conversation like?
Yeah, so like day-to-day, I'm the senior peer there, so I'm like head of all the other peers. But day to day is like, I will give presentations to groups of students. And then the main thing is I advise one-on-one with them. So when they're in the initial process, they're not sure where they want to go. They're not sure if they can go. That's like a big question when they come in. And that's like, I'm their first person that they talk to. So our conversations like entail like a lot of students will come in and they're like, I pay for college on my own. I get a lot of biology students and they're like, there's no way I can go abroad. And I'm like, oh, let me tell you, there is a way you can go. You can actually go more than once. I was like, that's exactly my situation. So we'll go and like look through programs. And I know a lot of people like, for this internship, there were 8 this past year, but I think there's 16 going this year. And a lot of them are natural science majors because I was like, go do this internship in Thailand. So I know that we've like increased the numbers, but that's usually how my day to day goes in the office, just advising students on where they want to go, scholarships that they can have, different types of programs that we have.
What kind of feeling do you get when a student comes in and says, look, I'm a natural sciences major. There's no way I'm going to be able to go, and I can't afford it either. And then you run them through the process, and you can see that joy on their face. Do you know what I mean? And it tells you, like, I didn't think it was possible, and now it is. So how does that make you feel?
I mean, I just really like to relay the information that they can do it, because I know exactly how they felt, like, coming into it. And so being able to tell them that, like, that's not true and that you can go abroad and experience these things and giving them, like, a personal story, I feel, like, helps them a little bit more.
Right.
Instead of me just saying, oh, no, like, I'm actually, like, international relations major and I have, because, like, they have to go abroad. But seeing a perspective where it's, like, similar to them really helps them. And I just love it because I'm like, yeah, go abroad, go abroad. I'm always telling them it will make your application to medical school look better. It will make your job application look better. So.
Right. And it'll just change your life.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that. Like, you remember that conversation that we had that night when we sat in that coffee shop on Soy 65, right? And, you know, just that interaction of me being able to chit chat with all the students that night. To me, that type of interaction is actually really important. And you're doing that just on a much larger scale and on a regular basis. And that feeling you get just has to be incredible.
Yeah, I love seeing like when they actually go through it too. So like actually I like see them off because we'll have like a huge pre-departure orientation and talk about cultural skills and region activities and stuff like that. So seeing their faces again, I'm like, you're going good.
Right?
Experience it. Yeah. They all have my email. I'm like, contact me if you like need anything. I'm like,
don't you feel a little parental in a way?
Yeah, I'm like, these are my little babies. I'm sending them off. Do it. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So what do you think you'll do after you, so you graduate, you'll get a job, you'll go to Chicago and stuff like that, but will you still talk to other people about this experience that you had when you went overseas, particularly the internship stuff, right? Like, it's got to have a lifelong impact. I know it has for me.
Yeah, I definitely feel like it's going to have a lifelong impact for me as well. And I feel like, personally, I'm definitely going to go work abroad or live abroad at some point in my life. Like, I know that I'm not going to stay in America forever. But the job that I'm looking into now is working, like, internationally with different companies abroad.
Right.
So I think that I'm probably going to still be talking about my internship and my time in Thailand.
It's a really good first step. And to be fair, when I was employed by Morgan Stanley right after I graduated from college, one of the biggest benefits and differentiators for me was that I had lived in Japan and done a real study abroad program like you did in Spain and like you did here. And it was just a massive differentiator. And it changed my life. And I think it'll change your life and the rest of the people actually that participated with you when you were here and all the kids that have taken your advice and that will go through and do the program as well.
Yeah, I think that it's definitely going to help for the better overall with anyone that goes and does a program abroad.
I think so too. I cannot wait to hear what happens to you when you get to Chicago. Although I'm sure just based on what you've said already and what you've done already, it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Katie, look, I really appreciate your time. This has been an awesome conversation, and I look forward to, like I said, finding out what happens to you after you graduate. So thanks a lot.
Yes. Thank you for talking with me.